بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. الله سبحانه وتعالى has said, know very well that this worldly life is just amusement and pomp. La'ib. La'ib means play. It's a play. How children play with toys. They build blocks, they build buildings, play with small cars. They amuse themselves. Allah said exactly like that is his dunya. It is la'ib. And it is love, futile amusement. Wazina, it is embellishment, decoration, everything glitters, looks shining. Watafaqurum bainakum, and it is boasting and rivalry amongst you. Who has got more money? Who's got a bigger bank balance? Who has amassed and accumulated more wealth? So it is وَتَفَاخْرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثْرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Who has got more children? These things, in the time of the Jahiliyyah especially, they would boast over having more children and more wealth. So Allah gives the haqiqah, the reality of this world. That this world, in this world, man just boasts over the amount of wealth and material possessions he has. And the parable that is given, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ, that rain falls. The farmer has sowed his seeds. The word kuffar in this ayat refers to farmers. And they have sowed the seeds. And the crops are growing. Suddenly, because of insufficient rain or weather conditions, yaheej, the crops dry up. فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا. Then you see these crops to be yellowish. They become different in color. Instead of becoming green and lush, now they suddenly change color. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. And after some time they become straw, they become chaff, they become useless, what the cows devour. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Allah says, in the akhirat, for those who made the dunya their maqsad and object, they failed to recognize Allah and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them is a very severe punishment. And immediately after that, Allah says, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. Allah is such a kind Allah. In the fifth para, the last verse, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. How will Allah gain in punishing you? How will Allah benefit? If you bring iman in Allah and you are grateful to Allah, you make shukr for all the bounties, you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so why must Allah punish you? Allah is a kind Allah. So here Allah talks of adabun shadid, but immediately after that, wa maghfiratun min Allah. Allah talks about his maghfirat, his mercy, and wa ridwan, his pleasure. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah says, this worldly life is only a deception. It's only a deception. It's like the world is smiling at us, trying to entice us. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when Sayyidina, when Sahabi gives the description of the tahajjud salat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Ulama read these excerpts because of the eloquence in the Arabic language that this Sahabi portrays Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He says, as though I can see Ali radiallahu ta'ala standing in his mihrab. Deep concentration, he is in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَابِدًا عَلَى لِحْيَتِي, holding his beard. He is shedding those tears, reading the ayats of the Quran, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so engrossed. I'll just digress. It is regarded, mentioned about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, once he was wounded, And they could not remove the spear from his, the arrow from his leg. Because of the pain that he was suffering. The moment he stood up for Salat, when he said Allahu Akbar and he commenced Surah Fatiha and the Surah, he was so engrossed in his Salat that he became totally oblivious of his surroundings. And that is the only time they were able to pull out that spear, that arrow. They asked him afterwards, you felt anything? He said, all I heard, a little bit of some sounds around me. Totally gone. That is what you talk about khushu and khudu. So the Sahabi says, I could see Sayyidina Ali radiallahu yatamalmal, tamalmul as-saleem, fi al-ladigh, as though he is bitten by a snake, and he's in pain. He's crying over the ayats of Jahannam. Talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so engrossed. And then he says, as though I can see Sayyidina Ali or hear him saying, Ya dunya, am li tashawwaqti? Is it for me you are trying to entice me? Have you beautified and decorated yourself to try and seduce me? Wurri ghairi. Try your luck somewhere else. Go and deceive somebody else. I have given you 3 talaqs. He says, oh world, oh dunya, I have given you 3 talaqs. I've got nothing to do with you. These were the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een. And therefore Allah says, Alhaakumut takathur. Amassing wealth. Just counting our monies. All our gold coins. Putting all that huplang money under the mattress or in the tijori. And many times I even heard Hazrat Maulana mentioning one, somebody had even put it in his mattress and he sold the bed. And he forgot about it. It was too late. So these things happen. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling with one of his disciples, students, or friends. They were very hungry. Then go and buy some food and come back. Whilst I'm engaged in some ibadat. So he started his salat and busy. This person went, he bought 3 rolls. He's sitting, waiting, he's very hungry. So he quietly opened the packet and he ate one up. Without the permission of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah informed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he asked him, How many rolls you bought? I bought 2 only. He says, speak the truth. How many did you buy? He says, I bought 2 only. Qasam in Allah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam asks, I'm asking you one more time, speak the truth. He says, I promise only 2. Okay. Now they are traveling. So they come across a river. And now they have to go across this river. There's no boats, nothing. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam holds this person's hand, supplicates, says the name of Allah. Very easily he goes across. This person is alarmed. He's startled. How did you do this? This is a miracle. So he says, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, listen to me. I take the name of that Allah who has shown you this miracle. In His name, now speak the truth and tell me, how many rolls did you buy? He says, I promise you only 2. Then they go to another area, which was destroyed. Some azab had come down, completely desolate. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had given him the ability to talk to the amwat. Quran mentions this also. So he addressed them. And he asked, what was it that led to your people's destruction? So one person rose and he gave the answer. This person again was startled. How is it possible you're speaking to the dead? Again Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam asked him the same question. Again he says, only 2 rows I have purchased. So then they still move. And then there's an area of where there are some goats or some deers. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam just merely indicates to these deers. And one by one they come in front of him and he slaughters them. Again this person is startled. Is it possible to just do this? So the same question is put to him again. How many rows did you purchase? He said, Allah's Qasam, only purchased two. He continued his journey. And finally they come to a land where there are three huge rocks. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, Kuni Zahaban. Become gold. Immediately they become gold. Now this person, very greedy person, his eyes begin to pop out. He asks, these three rocks of gold, who is going to take it? Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam says, okay, I'll take one. You take one. He says, and the third one? So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam says, the third one is the one who ate the third roll. Oh, immediately say, Hazrat, I'd rather be honest to you. I was the one, I ate the third roll, I had purchased three rolls. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam tells him, take all three rocks of gold, I don't want anything. Now you go your way, I go my way. This is mentioned in the Kitab al-Mustatraf. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam goes away. Now this person is sitting with the three rocks of gold. What am I going to do? How am I going to carry this home? He's still contemplating when suddenly he sees some people coming. Three people come. He tells him, bhai, listen to me. I've got this gold, I need some transport. Can you please help me to carry it to my house? And I will see you all right. They didn't hesitate. They saw him right by killing him instantly. So he was killed. Now these three, see, we've got three of us, we've got three rocks of gold. We will carry it home. But we are hungry. So one of us should go buy some food, come back, we'll have a nice meal, then we'll take this gold home. So one person thought he was very clever. He volunteered. He said, no, I'll go buy the food. Why you all don't take the taklif and come all the way there? I'll go buy the food and come away. What is his plan? He purchases the food and he puts some poison in the food. So his plan is that these people will come back, I'll come back, bring the food, they'll eat the food and they will get poisoned. They'll die, I'll take everything for myself. This is greed. Whilst he goes to buy the food and he puts the poison, the other two say, the moment he comes, you will kill him. And we'll share the three rocks of gold just between the two of us. So the moment he comes back with the poisonous food, and they are unaware that this is poison food, so they kill him. He's also gone. So they say, let us sit and eat first. MashaAllah, so much we've got now. They eat the food and they also go. Shortly after that, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam comes past. He sees four bodies, corpses lying on the ground. Those who understand Arabic, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said, هَاكَذَ الدُّنْيَا تَفْعَلُ بِأَهْلِهَا. This is what dunya does to its people. This is what dunya does to those people who become madly in love with dunya. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is just an amusement, it is a play. We are in this world, yes, of course, we have necessities. Allah is not asking us to stay in the dunya and not make use of the dunya. But we shouldn't hanker after this world. That our namaz becomes qaza. Our family, we neglect. Ibadat we neglect. We become so greedy. We just want more and more and more and more. Man says, I want more. Hal min mazid, hal min mazid. Not forgetting. Jahannam will say, وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيد. Jahannam will say, oh Allah, I've got so much of place. Is there any more to come? This ayat of Quran, ayat upon ayat upon ayat, showing us the qudrat of Allah. Showing us that the dunya is just for a short period of time. Like some person mentioned, dunya is like a house with two doors. You enter from the one door and you exit from the other door. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allows us, He expects us to make use of the dunya but not to become ghafil of Him. Al-haakumu takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. The entire life, dunya, 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 chasing, chasing, chasing. Until we visit the qabristan. Until we are buried. وَلَيْ يَمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا تُرَابٌ. Man says, Mali, Mali, I want more and more. If he's got two valleys of gold, he'll want a third valley of gold. The only thing that will satisfy him is when the sand will be put in his mouth and he's put in the qabr. And that's the end of him. Therefore Rasulullah says, I haven't seen the destruction any more severe and more worse of a greedy person. Person who wants more and more and more wealth all the time. More worse is the destruction he does to his deen and to his dignity and honor than two hungry wolves that are set loose on a flock of sheep. For days they were starving, now suddenly you're going to have a biryani. They will eat up all this entire flock of sheep. More greedy than these two wolves is that greedy person in this world. And the harm he causes to his deen and his honor. So let us realize, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ We read today. I have not created jinnat and insan except for my worship. But again, necessities of dunya is, we have to make use of the asbab of dunya. And make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, use these ni'mat correctly, our earnings will be halal, the source will be halal. And then we got to use it in the halal avenues. Feed the hungry, the poor, the needy, the widows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the barakah. Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi explained and other mashayikh explained that the dunya, we require the dunya, but how much of dunya do we require? And the example, simple example we have heard many times is like the ship that is sailing on the water. This is our heart in this world. The ship is our heart. The water is the dunya. As long as the water does not come into the ship and begin to sink the ship and engulf the ship, then the ship is safe. It will reach its destination. But the moment this dunya comes into the heart and engulfs the heart, now everything of the dunya he begins to chase. And he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he is now sinking himself. Therefore Allah reminds us, it is azab is shadeed, severe, but he's got maghfirat in store for us. He wants to be happy and pleased with us. And therefore Allah says, sabiqu. In the fourth para, Allah says, sari'u. Hasten, rush, run. Compete with one another. As though there's a competition in what? Not in dunya. إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ Who can get Allah's pleasure first? Who can get Allah's maghfirat more? And وَجَنَّةٍ Allah has prepared the jannat. That is our eternal life. That is a house where we're going to enjoy forever and ever. And Allah describes how beautiful jannat and how wide jannat is, how huge jannat is. كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Like the width of the skies and the earth. وَعِدَّ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Allah said, it has already been prepared, it is made. Jannat is ready already for the believers and His messengers. ذَلِكَ فَضُّ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives it to whoever He wishes. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of this para, Allah says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ And this is the message you must take back home tonight. And contemplate on this verse every single day. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ And run. Run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, other commentators, some of them have given this meaning. فَفِرُّوا مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ إِلَى رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَإِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ اللَّهِ Run away from sins. Run away from evil. Towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore another verse that came we read tonight. أَلَمْ يَعْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ Has the time not come? Has the time not dawned? Has the time not arrived for the believers? Allah is addressing the believers. The weak believers. Allah says, how long are you going to become oblivious? How long are you going to become ghafil of me? And forget your real purpose in this world. Have you not? Don't you remind yourself that you are going to live only for a few days? And one day there will be a hisab kitab. One day a mawt will come to you. There is a qabr. There is hashar.
There is a sirat you have to cross. Your amal will be weighed. You have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to account for your sins. This is something important, something serious. Has the time not come that you should humble yourself now? For the dhikr of Allah, for the ayats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, the warnings Allah has sent down, to not become like those people because of the cessation period that no Nabi came and for a long time no prophets came, no messengers came to them. So that nobody to remind them and they forgot about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until their hearts became hard. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ This is very serious when a person's heart becomes hard. الْقَلْبُ الْقَاسِ أَبْعَدُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ The person whose heart becomes very hard, then he is the most furthest away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah save all of us. And therefore make dhikr of Allah to soften our heart. Ramadan softens our heart. Tilawat of the Quran softens our heart. The Hajjud softens our heart. Mufadil bin Iyaz, rahmatullahi alayh. He was a robber. He should loot people. Stand on the highway and loot the caravans. Very evil person. And he had a beloved. He was crazing with some woman. And one night he climbs the wall just about to communicate with her when suddenly he hears a voice reciting the same ayat I recited. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ Began to shiver. This is hidayat. No person should lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person, no matter what sin we have committed. No matter what sin we have committed. Allah is a very loving Allah. Allah wants to see a little bit of effort on our side. Just a little bit. And when He opens the doors of hidayat, then our entire lives change. But we have to take the first step. Udayr bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi, suddenly he shivers. He comes down. He leaves this woman. And he goes to a shack or a desolate house where there were people who were just there was a caravan or a few people and they just took some rest and they were going to carry on the journey. And one of them says to the other, whispers to the other, you know what, let's just wait for the night to pass. Early hours of the morning we'll travel because, you know, there's a person by the name of Udayl. And he will rob us. He robs every caravan. So we're not going to take any chances. Udayl hears this. He thinks to himself, is Udayl so bad a person? Immediately he makes tawbah. He makes tawbah, istighfar, he cries. And overnight he becomes the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Overnight he becomes the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we have these few nights of Ramadan. As I mentioned, the mercy of Allah is pouring. Perhaps we cannot stay awake the whole night and engage in ibadah like the friends of Allah and those people who are in itikaf. A little bit of ibadah, even while sitting here, but we must have ikhlas. We must have ikhlas. We must hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I'm sitting here. You know my faults. You're not exposing me. You are sattar. Ya Allah, cover my faults. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, you are going to help me. You are the only person who can assist me. You know I want to change my life. You know I'm just being absorbed and consumed by this world. I've got so many problems. My time is just being wasted, Ya Allah, in chasing after this world, chasing after the woman of this world, in gambling, cheating, deceiving. We don't have to go into the details of the type of businesses we indulge ourselves in. Just to make some extra money. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us His hidayat, and these are the days, these are the nights. I mentioned the other day, a person who jumps into a huge ocean. Al-mar'u idha khada al-bahr al-lujji. goes right into the middle of an ocean, deep ocean. And being in this deep ocean, if he is still unable to cleanse himself, then when will he cleanse himself? Right now we are in the deep ocean, the waters of the maghfirat and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these last few nights. We are all are dirty, we are napak, full of sins, head to toe we are covered with sins. But now we have submerged ourselves in this huge ocean of Allah's mercy. Just picture ourselves that now we are being cleansed from head to toe. Our hearts are becoming so clean, our bodies are becoming so clean. And Allah is going to remove us from this ocean of His maghfirat in a clean condition. It should not happen that these nights we just waste and we think tomorrow night and tomorrow night and tomorrow night before we know it's already midnight. As Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah used to mention, first flight is already gone, 21st, 23rd flight is already taking off. Let's not wait for 25th and 27th, 29th. We don't know whether we'll see those nights. May Allah give us tawfiq, hidayat and life to see many Ramadans with afiyat and a good condition, in a condition that we are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. We explain all these other nights also the importance of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ta'aleem, how to make the dhikr of Allah, how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, we should be making dhikr on our own, at home, in the car, in our job, wherever we are, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned Allah's name is so sweet. I'm mentioning this, repeating this because we have got many new brothers who have come tonight. And every person, inshallah, has come with a very sincere heart, a repentant heart. Sometimes there may be one person in this gathering, one person, just one person. And outwardly he may not be seeming a pious person. But he's come with a very repentant heart. And he's serious, he's seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He begins to cry. He sheds those tears. He takes the name of Allah, he gets that ecstasy, he gets overjoyed, he's happy. He gets some pleasure. He's taking the name of his Allah. He feels so good. And in dua, he sheds those tears, he cries. The hadith of Rasulullah says, cry. If you are unable to cry, then at least make the face of a crying person. Let us not be bothered and concerned of the person next to us, and what he's going to say, why you are crying so much. And no, we are not doing for any show business. Allah give us that ikhlas. May Allah give us that ikhlas. May Allah accept it. But maybe sometimes one elderly person, maybe one youngster, it is through his ameen and his dhikr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all of us. Actually, I had intended to speak on the fadail of tahajjud salah tonight. Time is already expired, inshallah, if Allah gives us tawfiq, maybe tomorrow night or the night after that, the importance of tahajjud salat. But now you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remove from our hearts ghayrullah. Our shop and all the illicit relationships we have, love for the dunya, the zina, the riba, the haram we're doing, the vice, the filthy things, remove the pornographic material, the websites, the porn sites, the haram activities we indulge in. Remove all that from the heart like the scrubbing brush. We are scrubbing our hearts, scrubbing, removing the filth. And we're going to pour the love of Allah into our hearts.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We take the name of Allah and just think in our minds that everything in this world is saying Allah. The sky is saying Allah, the heaven is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, the sun is saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the clouds are saying Allah, every raindrop is saying Allah, the ground is saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, every leaf is saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the jinn are saying Allah, mankind is saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the air is saying Allah, every hay on the believing's body, mu'min's body, is saying Allah, Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان، يا بديع السماوات والأرض، يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، لا إله إلا أنت، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا أغياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا رب المستضعفين، يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh my most beloved Allah, Oh my most kind Allah, most Rahim Allah,
Most Kareem, Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have got such beautiful names. We can go hymning and glorifying you day and night, the entire day, entire night, oh my Allah. We can go on praising you, on and on and on and on. We will never finish praising you, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, even if we take all the oceans in the sea and turn it to ink, ya Allah. And have several oceans, ya Allah, that is turned into ink too. As reinforcements and more ink, oh my Allah. And all the trees in the world, they are made into pens and we write your praises and we write and write and write and write. But your praises will never come to an end, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we realize, oh my Allah, how kind you are, how great you are. How supreme you are. How munificent you are. How generous you are, Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most powerful. There is nobody, there is no person, there is nobody more greater than you. There is no person more powerful than you, my Allah. La yu'jizuka shay. Nothing makes you helpless, oh my Allah. You are strong, you are qawi. Ya Allah, we are weak, we are helpless. Ya Allah, you are ghani, you are independent. You don't require anybody. You are samad, you are baniyaz. Everybody requires you, my Allah. And you don't require any person. You are qayyum. Allahumma lakal hamd. Anta qayyumu samawati wal ardi wa man fihim. Wa lakal hamd. Anta maliku samawati wal ardi wa man fihim. Wa lakal hamd. Anta nuru samawati wal ardi wa man fihim. Wa lakal hamd. Anta al-haq. Oh my Allah, you are haq. Oh my Allah, you are haq. Oh my Allah, we cannot see you, my Allah, we believe in you, my Allah, we believe in you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we love you, my Allah. We've got no other person we can worship, my Allah. We've got nobody else, my Allah. It is only you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't throw us away, my Allah. Please, my Allah. One nazar rahmat, tonight, ya Allah, is an odd night. You alone know whether it is Laylatul Qadr or night. We are sitting in the masjid with some hope, ya Allah, that perhaps tonight may be Laylatul Qadr. Allah, so many brothers have come, ya Allah. Ulama-i-kiram have come. Kufaz-i-kiram, the elderly ones, the young, masoom children here. They are sick people. They are people sitting on the chair, ya Allah. Brothers in i'tikaf. People who have worked the entire day, they were keeping roza. They stood for tarawih salah. Ya Allah, they have come. They have come for some purpose, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive all of us, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, ya Allah, no matter how big it may be, no matter how terrible it may have been, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, all the heinous crimes we committed, ya Allah. The filthy, filthy, ya Allah. Haram things we did, my Allah, in the darkness of the night. In broad daylight, in public, in privacy, we were proud and arrogant and we showed off and we boasted about the sin, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we regret today. Ham nadim, ham sharminda. Allah, ham ikrari mujrim hai. Ham kahan jaye? Do bata. My Allah, where can we go? Is there any other place we can go? No, my Allah, there is no other place. We are coming to you, my Allah. We have raised our hands. My Allah, we beg you, my Allah. We don't know what word to use, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, beggars, my Allah. You have mentioned, ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. With the title that you have conferred upon us, we are faqirs, 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 my Allah. Knocking on your door, my Allah. Open your doors, ya Allah. Open your doors, my Allah. Tonight you open the door of Rahmat. We are desperate, my Allah. We are desperate, my Allah. Otherwise we will be finished, my Allah. We will be finished, my Allah. Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you are not deaf. You are not blind. You are well aware. You are Sami' Basir. Allah. Ya Allah, look at the pitiful.
beautiful faces we have got, my Allah. Ya Allah, these begging bowls, ya Allah. Look at our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse our hearts, purify us, my Allah, from every major sin, minor sin. Make us mujalla, musaffa, make our hearts mujalla, musaffa, pak, saf, clean, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma fil lana dhunubana kulla. Diqaha wa jilla, awwalaha wa akhiraha wa alaniyata wa sirra. Ya Allah, which name of yours must we take tonight, my Allah, that will make you happy? Ya Tawwab. Ya Qabil al-Tawb. Ya Ghafir al-Zamb. Oh, my Allah, we ask you by your Ismi Azam. Ya Asma al-Husna. Ya Sifat al-Ula. Oh, my Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Azim, Ya Azim, Ya Azim, Ya Azim. Anta ilahuna, la ilaha ghayruk. Faghfir lana al-Zamb al-Azim. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الْعَظِيمَ إِلَّا الْعَظِيمُ. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot leave this masjid without being forgiven, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel the satisfaction in our heart that you have forgiven us. We can't even cry anymore, ya Allah. Our hearts have become so dead, my Allah. Our hearts have become so dead, my Allah. Oh my Allah, everything besides you has infested our heart, ya Allah. It has made our heart heavy. Sins upon sins and blackness and darkness, ya Allah, has corroded our hearts. Oh my Allah, give us hidayat. Give us hidayat. Show us sirat al-mustaqeem. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizukna tiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila wa rizukna tinaba. Ya Allah, save us now from all types of fitna. Save us from the wrong path. Save us from evil company, evil friends, who take us to the disco and the gambling dens and the rave clubs and to taking drugs. Oh my Allah, save us from such people, ya Allah. Keep us in the company of the pious, the salihin, the muttaqeen. Ya Allah, manzu ulama, the sulaha, the atqiya, the abrar, the muqarrabeen. Make us amongst your close friends, ya Allah. Make us amongst the muqarrabeen, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we read your beautiful verses tonight in Tarawih, ya Allah. How beautiful, how beautiful. فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحُ وَرِيحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ. Oh Allah, your close ones, the ones who you love the most, your chosen friends, not the ordinary ones, the chosen ones. Oh Allah, what a beautiful, what honor you have given them. Such rizq, such and such fragrance of Jannat. Oh, my Allah, make us amongst the muqarrab, ya Allah. Ya Allah, and our wives, and our children, our parents, ya Allah. The kindness, the ihsan is so much on us, ya Allah. Give them barakat, ya Allah. Give them happiness, give them health, give them strength, ya Allah. If they've left this world, ya Allah, make them maghfirat, ya Allah. Make them maghfirat, ya Allah. Make the qabr a rawdatun min riyadil jannah, a garden, the gardens of paradise. Make them maghfirat. Don't make them suffer any azab, my Allah. Don't make them suffer any azab. Oh, my Allah, don't make them suffer any azab, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, answer with us. Ajib da'watana. Ajib da'watana. Innaka qultu wa qawluka haq. Udu'uni astajib lakum. Wallah, you have said it. And your Quran is true, ya Allah. Innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Oh, my Allah, you will never go against your words, my Allah. You always keep to your promise, my Allah. You are so kind, ya Allah. Oh Allah, you have said, Udu'uni, astajib lakum, make dua to me, I will answer you. Call me, I will answer you, call me. Supplicate to me, don't turn to anybody else. Oh my Allah, we're not going to anybody else. Ya Allah, we've raised our hands. Forgive us, our families, our children. Give us hidayat, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat. Protection, barakat, hifazat. Give us best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us halal, rosy, plentiful. Make us use this rosy, our wealth, in the right ways, ya Allah. Help us to discharge our zakat. Make us give sadaqat. Help us look after the widows, the weak, the needy, the orphan, the yatim. Oh, my Allah, help us to help the Muslim brothers and sisters in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether they're suffering some famine, some drought, some earthquake, some hurricane, whatever the disaster it may be, ya Allah. Whether there's some war in these countries, ya Allah. Whether they are Muslim, oh Allah.
Oh Allah, give hidayah to the zalims, Ya Allah. If hidayah is not written, then Ya Allah, you destroy the zalims, my Allah. You destroy them, my Allah. Masum, masum, jurim, Ya Allah. Their lives have been taken, Ya Allah. So many of them are made yateen, Ya Allah. Month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, their parents are being slaughtered in front of them, my Allah. Make there be aman and chain and sukoon and peace in the entire world. Show the disbelievers that Islam is a religion of peace. Islam is a religion of peace. It is a loving religion. We desire that every person be saved from the fire of Jahannam. And everybody must be entered into Jannat. Oh my Allah, this is the cry of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For which he underwent so much of sacrifices, Ya Allah. In Taif and in Makkah. In boycott, 3 years ostracized. Oh my Allah, there was no food. They had to chew on the leaves of the tree, my Allah. They had no nothing to eat, my Allah. Sahaba could hear the cries of masoom little babies in the valley, echoing the valley of Shu'ab Abi Talib. Oh my Allah, Rasulullah bore, Sahaba bore all the torture, humiliation, suffering, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, all he did this for who, my Allah, for us, my Allah. For his ummah who he cried for in sajda. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Oh my Allah, he cried for us, my Allah. We've forgotten the bloody ship. You know what? His steed became shaheed. Oh my Allah. There was time when there were rumors that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been assassinated, he's been killed. Oh my Allah, what sacrifices. His daughters are brought in front of him. Both are given divorce together, my Allah. Both daughters are returned to his home. What pain, what suffering, my Allah. All this for the sake of your deen. Oh my Allah, you have chosen us to be in the same ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have read in the hadith that this is your favorite ummah, Ya Allah. From all the ummah, you love this ummah the most. You have said this is khaira ummah. Oh my Allah, we make shukr you have made us in this ummah. We make so much of shukr. You gave us the greatest of all nabis, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, do not embarrass our nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with our amal on the day of qiyamah, Ya Allah. How will he feel, Ya Allah, when we stand before him? Oh my Allah, and we have got terrible, terrible amal. He will ask us, what did you do for my deen? I sacrificed my entire life for you all. Oh my Allah, what can we present to my Allah? Before maut comes to us, Ya Allah, help us to reform our lives. Help us to make islah of ourselves, Ya Allah. Help us to make tazkiyah of our hearts, Ya Allah. Make us true ashiqeen, Ya Allah. Make us your ushaq, Ya Allah. Make us your true beloved ones, Ya Allah. Those who go crazy in your love, my Allah. In the love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who obey you and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who will shun all evil and all filth and all haram and zina and fornication and adultery and riba and gambling and all the other filthy practices. Allah, help us now with istiqamah, steadfastness after the month of Ramadan, especially to do good amal, amal is saliha. Allah, brighten our hearts, Ya Allah. Brighten our faces with your nur. Give us the nur of marifat and yaqeen. Give us a strong yaqeen. Ya Allah, give us afiyat. Ya Allah, but if you are suffering from any type of loss, any difficulty, Ya Allah, give us a sabri jameel, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are trying, my Allah. This great loss that you have put upon us, my Allah. This great ni'mat that you have taken away from us, Ya Allah. And only now we are realizing, now we are trying to realize that we do not make qadr of this ni'mat. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, we are going through difficult times, my Allah. You make it easy for us. You make it easy for us, my Allah. Make us become successful, Ya Allah. You have got something good for us in store, Ya Allah. We have got great hopes in you, my Allah. You never want to punish us, Ya Allah. You are not cruel, Ya Allah. You don't want us to be deviated and go astray, my Allah. We are like a ghanam in bila ra'in, Ya Allah. Like a flock of sheep without any shepherd, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, guide us. Oh Allah, guide us. Give us sirat mustaqim. Especially after the month of Ramadan. Especially the very next fajr, my Allah. Look how the masjid is full tonight. Make it be full, my Allah. Every fajr, every zuhr, every asr, every maghrib, every isha, my Allah. Please, my Allah. Every year we promise to you that we become namazis, we'll read tahajjud, we'll do this, we'll change our lives, Ya Allah. But we lied, my Allah. We were disloyal, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we had nifaq in our hearts, my Allah. You still tolerated us. You still give us another chance this Ramadan. Oh, Allah, forgive us. Now you help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us. Oh my Allah, you please, my Allah, you have to help us.
Oh, my brothers are sitting here tonight. They are tired, Allah. Allah, this dua is being long, my Allah. But we've got such a long list, my Allah. Such a long list, my Allah. We've got so many things to ask you, Allah. Whatever jais duas our brothers have and our sisters and mothers, especially those who are listening on the receiver, ya Allah, wherever they may be. Every masjid and every town and every city and every country, the entire globe, ya Allah. Don't deprive any person, whatever his or hers. Jais dua is, ya Allah, you grant it tonight. You make the fast of hidayat. And you remove all our depression. Remove all our problems. There are brothers who've got no jobs. They are battling. They're searching for a job. Decent job. They can get halal, rosy, oh my Allah. They are battling. There's nobody to give them a job, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you provide halal, rosy for them. They don't want to beg. They don't want to stretch their hands to any insan, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you provide for them. You provide for them a good job, ya Allah. Give us all barakat and halal, rosy, ya Allah. There are so many brothers who've made tawbah, ya Allah. You are well aware of them. We are not looking down upon any person. We are worse than everybody, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have made sincere tawbah from whatever sin. Especially those brothers who have made tawbah from taking drugs, ya Allah. They cried, my Allah. They cried, ya Allah. They cried. They've tried so many times desperately, ya Allah. But they're failing, ya Allah. They're falling back into that abyss and that pit, ya Allah, of that haram, drugs. Ya Allah, they've got nothing else in life now. They are crying, they are pleading. Oh my Allah, help them. Help them, man. Whoever those people are. Ya Allah, you help them. And you, Ya Allah, you are not going to let anybody down, my Allah. Those mothers and fathers are crying for their sons and daughters. They are crying, Ya Allah, they are crying. So many of them are fazikiram. They made a mistake, my Allah. Save our children from such a mistake also. Our progeny from such. Ya Allah, but please, my Allah, you help them. Cleanse their hearts, cleanse their bodies, make them turn of a new leaf. We have read about Fudail bin Iyaz. We have read of the Malik bin Dinar and so many others. Bishr Hafi, Ya Allah, overnight you made them your friends, Ya Allah. Make us your true friends and Ya Allah, forgive us and don't make us go back to those gunas. Ya Allah, so many youngsters, Ya Allah, they have made tawbah. They have cried, they have cried. But the entire day and night with that mixit and chatting, and all the other filthy things, they have been caught in that web of shaitan and nafs. Ya Allah, nafs o shaitan, dono milkar hai kya mujhko taba. Ya Allah, we just want you now. You gonna help us, Ya Allah. Otherwise, Ya Allah, what must we do? Make our tongues, Ya Allah, moist with your dhikr and the kalam of your Quran and Majid. In the month after the month of Ramadan, help us to read Quran excessively in the dhikr and tilawa. Make us become good now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, remove the difficulties. We are sick, Ya Allah, masoom, little, small children in the hospitals, Ya Allah. Parents are parishan. Ya Allah, whatever the sickness, whether it is cancer, whether it is memory loss, whether it is some liver problem, some lung failure, whatever it is, Ya Allah, you remove that sickness, Ya Allah. So many at home, or some of us, Ya family members, Ya Allah, remove the sickness, Ya Allah. And those who have passed away, Ya Allah, grant them maghfirah. Grant all of them maghfirah, Ya Allah. Make us die with iman. And give us, Ya Allah, the best of more, the best of more, the best of more. In the condition that you are most pleased with, Ya Allah. With iman, in a good condition. Not a bad place, Ya Allah. That we, it is a source of embarrassment then for our parents and wives and our children. Ya Allah, help us to do such a good thing in deen, Ya Allah, that when we leave this world, we accrue the sawab of it, Ya Allah, even after we leave this world. Allah, so many people have requested du'as. Grant them all the du'as. Our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially our mothers and sisters, those who are suffering divorce cases, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is so sad, Ya Allah, to even mention these things. The month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan. Those husbands have no pity whatsoever. Behaving so barbarically, Ya Allah. Just giving vent to their anger. And just divorcing and cursing and throwing them out of their homes. Oh my Allah, this is our condition, Ya Allah, even the month of Ramadan. When a son throws his beloved mother out of the home, Ya Allah. What are we asking for then, my Allah? Forgive them, give all of us hidayat, Ya Allah.
رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Oh Allah, we beg you to answer all our du'as, all our ibadat, our tilawat, dhikr, and the entire night ibadat right till Ramadan finishes, my Allah, and give us ikhlas, ya Allah, give us ikhlas, ya Allah. Whatever program we are trying to conduct, ya Allah, we are battling, my Allah. But you give us that ikhlas, give the people ikhlas, and make us your maqbool servant, give us maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Protect us from riya and show, ya Allah, and ostentation, and pride, and hasad, and malice, and fighting, and quarreling, ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.